KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, it's currently 83 degrees and sunny at the KJAN studios, as we do look for a high of about 98 degrees today under sunny skies. Time now for a check of state and local news this hour, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance agent, located in Oakland. Pottawatomie County authorities are still investigating a fatal collision on Old Lincoln Highway north of Council Bluffs. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as 19-year-old Elizabeth Chadwick of Earl Crescent and 18-year-old Jessica Weinfurtner, who lived in Council Bluffs. Chadwick was driving when her car veered off the roadway around 11:15 p.m. on Saturday. The Sheriff's Office says she overcorrected and veered into oncoming traffic, striking an airport shuttle vehicle. Chadwick and Weinfurtner were pronounced dead at the scene. Six passengers in the van were taken to hospitals for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The van driver did not want medical treatment. Council Bluffs Community School District spokesperson Diane Ostrowski says Chadwick went to Thomas Jefferson High School, and Weinfurtner attended Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. KJAN News Time is 9:01.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
The Iowa State Patrol reports one of three Nebraska men who were injured during an accident Saturday afternoon in Mills County has died. 60-year-old Michael Eppenbach of Ord, Nebraska, was a passenger in a pickup that was struck by a semi as the vehicle was making a U-turn onto Interstate 29 on the exit ramp. Eppenbach died from his injuries at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. The accident happened about 2 miles south of the Glenwood exit on Interstate 29 southbound at around 12:23 in the afternoon. Officials say a 2006 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 60-year-old George Mills of Raymond, Nebraska, was on the ramp from the 32-mile marker northbound when he attempted to make a U-turn and go southbound on top of the ramp in a head-to-head construction zone. His pickup was hit on the driver's side door during the U-turn by a northbound 2002 Mack semi. The driver of the semi was not identified. Mills and Michael Eppenbach and 36-year-old Jeffrey Eppenbach of Waverly, Nebraska, were injured. All three men were taken to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha, with Jeffrey Eppenbach having been flown by a LifeNet helicopter from the scene. The other two men were transported by Glenwood Rescue. The accident does remain under investigation. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of several people over the past couple of weeks. On July 7th, 39-year-old Travis Williams of Omaha was arrested for matter of conveyance, no registration, no insurance, and no DL. On July 8th, 20-year-old Dyson Patrick Tobin of Tabor was arrested for a court order hold. Then on July 13th, 30-year-old Clinton Gabriel Cook of Sydney was arrested for simple assault, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. Also on July 13th, 20-year-old Cody Ryman Countryman of Sydney was arrested for aggravated assault and disorderly conduct. And on July 14th, 23-year-old Christopher Leroy Jordan of Shenandoah was arrested on a probation warrant violation. A financial rescue for people who have been denied flood insurance coverage may be in the works on Capitol Hill when the Federal Emergency Management Agency determined that ongoing Missouri River flooding started on June 1st and has been a flood in progress from that date. Many people had their flood insurance voided by FEMA. That's because FEMA rules dictate that someone would need to have purchased flood insurance 1 month prior to that June 1st date set by FEMA. A new proposal in Congress would remove the flood in progress provision. That means those who bought flood insurance after May 1st would be able to collect payments as long as the damage occurred after that 30-day wait. The bill has several sponsors in Congress, including Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson. But detractors in Congress point to the fact that the bill is not fair to people who bought their flood insurance in time. They also point out that the National Insurance Flood Program already is in debt $18 million due mostly to Hurricane Katrina. A woman and child riding on a personal watercraft were injured Friday evening when their vessel was hit by another PWC on Carter Lake. Authorities say a 5-year-old boy and 42-year-old woman were struck as they were on the craft at around 5 o'clock in the evening. A private boat brought the victims to shore. The woman and child were transported to the Nebraska Medical Center, where they were being treated for what were believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. No other injuries were reported, and additional details about the accident have not yet been released. The Iowa Department of Public Health says there were over 60,000 reports of infectious diseases in 2010. Department Medical Director Patricia Quinlack sums up the yearly report.
Our numbers were pretty high. It basically tells us that there's still a lot of people in Iowa who are getting sick from these different diseases, particularly infectious diseases, and that we still have a lot we can do to try to reduce these diseases.
One area that saw a jump was the number of mumps and whooping cough cases. Compared to the 3-year average, mumps had a 73% increase, and the cough cases increased by 229%.
I think it just reminds all of us that we need to make sure we keep our vaccines up to date, to make sure that we and our children are protected against these diseases. People forget that some of these diseases are pretty bad, and unfortunately we have had children die of pertussis or whooping cough. We just need to make sure that not only they're vaccinated, but to, for example, vaccinate all the people around them so that nobody can bring that disease to them either.
She also says the number of diarrheal diseases increased too, and Dr. Quinlack says that comes from a number of sources.
Well, when we start seeing diarrheal diseases, basically we see it from two different things. One is from food that's contaminated or undercooked, that kind of thing. But this time of year, we also see it from what we call recreational water. That's water that we play in, swim in, or whatever. And that's not always, you know, people then will think of, well, it's the beach, that kind of thing. But actually, we see it a lot from kiddie pools also.
She also says there was an increase in sexually transmitted diseases, but Quinlack says it's not easy to tell why those are exactly going up.
It's really hard to know because a lot of our sexually transmitted disease reports are very dependent upon how much screening we're doing and how much, say, community efforts there are to get people in to be tested.
But with that said, Quinlack does not see a major cause for concern.
I mean, it's going up, and we certainly don't like these diseases to be increasing, but I don't know that we see anything that's that different from what's going on elsewhere in the United States.
You can see the entire report on the Department of Public Health's website at www.idph.state.ia.us. The Unidome was the site of hugs and handshakes, tears and toddlers on Saturday as about 120 soldiers from the Iowa National Guard returned home from a 9-month deployment to Afghanistan. Friends and family members of the soldiers filled one side of the Unidome and erupted in applause when the unit was dismissed.
Headquarters Company, dismissed!
Sergeant Kyle Stadema was coming back from his third tour of duty, but he says homecoming ceremonies never lose their meaning.
My heart races every time. It's always exciting because you spend so much time away from families. It's just something I really don't know how to explain it.
Stadema's wife, Allison, says having her husband away from home was difficult on the family.
We've only been married for about a year and a half, so this is the first time that I've had to go through this, and it's been hard, you know, becoming a single mom all of a sudden and not knowing what to expect and, yeah, just not knowing how it's going to be when he comes home. So it's been really tough, and it's amazing to see him again. I'm way excited to have him home.
Sergeant Tom Sage of Waterloo was coming back from his third tour and says the welcome home ceremony was still overwhelming for him.
It's been a long 6 months. Pizza and beer, that's all I asked for.
Two of Sage's daughters are also in the Iowa National Guard and were on hand for Saturday's ceremony. Sage's daughter Sharon says that having her dad home will make a very special birthday present for her.
It's the most amazing thing ever, like... He came back 5 years ago on my 18th birthday, and then my birthday is tomorrow. And 5 years later, 23, it's going to be the greatest birthday ever.
Sage's other daughter, Erica, was on guard duty this weekend. A 38-year-old Burlington woman is scheduled for trial in September, accused of drunken driving with her teenage daughter in the vehicle. Court records say that Tatiana Reynolds pleaded not guilty earlier this month to the felony charge of child endangerment after a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated first offense. Des Moines County deputies say Reynolds lost control of her vehicle on June 12th while driving near Middleton on U.S. Highway 34. The vehicle ran into the median, struck a drainage gate, and then a guardrail. Deputies say Reynolds suffered a cut on her forehead, and her 13-year-old daughter reported an injury to her left arm. The Hawkeye says Reynolds' blood tested out at more than twice the legal limit as her trial is scheduled for September 7th. And now taking a look at our world and national headlines. The few who knew aren't giving any hints about Casey Anthony. Her lawyer says her allies are exploring a number of options for her future. She was released from jail yesterday. A huge storage bin containing International Space Station trash and used equipment is being placed aboard the Space Shuttle Atlantis before it makes its program's last trip home. Later today, the hatches between the two spacecrafts will be sealed. The lawyer for News International executive Rebecca Brooks says police who arrested her have some questions about why she was arrested. Meanwhile, BBC is reporting that Brooks will testify to a parliamentary committee examining the phone hacking scandal. Rupert and James Murdoch are being grilled tomorrow by that panel. The House and Tea Party-backed freshman Republicans are the center of attention early this week in the debt showdown with the administration. They're expected to pass a plan tomorrow that's likely to stall in the Senate. The plan would require passage of a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution as part of any deal. And a survey of business economists finds lowered expectations prompted by global uncertainties, including the disasters in Japan. The National Association for Business Economists survey says 76% of experts say gross domestic product grew from 2% or more, which was down from 94% in April, and 23% expect growth of 2% or below, up from 5% in April. KJAN News Time is now 9:12.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
In our funeral announcements, 46-year-old Gloria Wyrick of Atlantic died last Tuesday at her residence. Services for Gloria Wyrick will be held this morning at 10 o'clock in the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And 68-year-old Karen G. Smith of Atlantic died at her home at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center on Sunday, as funeral services are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And that is a check of our latest KJAN news, as News This Hour was brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. The SkyScan forecast is next here on KJAN Atlantic. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.